This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast. It's Wednesday. You're here. Serene's here. Pearl's here. Danny's here. God's here. Mm. And it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now it is. Danny, I love that.
It's more awesome with that introduction.
And you know what? We're bringing goods.
Yeah. We're
and can we dive right into the goods?
We can.
Because we were all fired up a minute ago.
No rabbit trails today. We are going to bring a very practical party today that just popped into our heads.
I've got some meat in the freezer.
Serene wanted to.
I had it fresh, but I'm putting it in the freezer for next week.
Yeah.
We'll thaw it out.
Going to bring Serene's meat next week. But today we're going to have a practical party. I thought to myself, what if we just did a whole party about going to the grocery store? What is it like
when
Serene and I go to the grocery store
Danny? Do I get to talk?
I said even Danny or even Danny is a little tiny afterthought.
Even some guy named Danny.
Yeah, but does Mrs. V go to the grocery store or do you?
I do now.
Okay, good.
With his wife's bathrobe on.
Mm. Sometimes.
Just for new peeps in the room, when Danny has his myriad, his time of low emotional state in the month, he wears a robe to Kroger.
Yeah, he does. But do you know that my husband can actually do a whole Trim Healthy Mama run to the grocery store now? He is so skilled and trained. He can go. I don't even need to write a list for him. And I'm like, honey, can you get the groceries? And he's really good like that. He'll come back. And most of it, aside from a few things that catch his eye and he can't like stop himself because they were eye candy, like maybe a packet of corn chip. I don't know. But he'll come back with a couple of things. But all the rest is like solid Trim Healthy that he knows wifey is going to cook.
Nice.
Yeah, my husband too.
But yeah, can he do it?
Stand in all the glory because it was beautiful.
Because I just wanted my husband to get the glory for a sec without yours.
Well, no, because
praise
you know,
Charlie.
Because I'm in that season of like, you know, still having babies and all that stuff. I get to the stage where sometimes I just can't run out.
Yeah,
the store,
so he can do it, right?
Especially in postpartum, I'm out of that now. But yeah, he has to go and do that. He's
I
trained.
Say just I went to the I go to the. It's not just me. We both go now because. She's,
you know, oh, do you do the date at Walmart? The date?
No. No, I don't mean we go together.
But do you remember?
I've seen you at the Walmart and then doing the little pinchy of the wifey. I've seen you and you're like, yeah, we're just on our date.
I think you saw us at Costco.
No, it was Walmart.
Hold on.
For a lot, many years though, Walmart, like the grocery store was my husband's and mine big day. It felt like the date, especially if you have, when your older kids were old enough to look after the young ones and you're like, let's just go get groceries. Okay, you want to come? We'll both go. And you're out there and you're walking just you and him through the aisles. It felt very romantic.
It could have been like through the orchards.
Yes.
This is such a... Trim Healthy Mama style date, though. It's like, there he was. He took my hand, and as we entered aisle two.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's back from my childhood or where it stems. I love grocery shopping. I don't know whether it's because I thought if I went grocery shopping, I could get a treat, you know, with my mom or something. It was like I would be the special one, and I'd come home with a treat. Mm. But it might stem from that, but I love grocery shopping. I wouldn't want it. My husband could do it occasionally for me, but I really like to personally do it.
I do love it too, but sometimes my life's just too busy. But here's the deal. I love grocery shopping at certain stores. As much as we are the scorned woman and Aldi hasn't called us back, I get a bit of a euphoric feeling walking through the Aldi, especially the newly redone Aldis.
Oh, totally.
Because it feels like Whole Foods, but the prices are just so good. You're like,
it's the right size. Mm. Now, don't be upset, sweet Walmart.
I know.
You've been there as a foundational bedrock.
I still have
for
to
all
go
of
to
America.
You.
Mm. And we go to you for some things,
like
but
socks?
You're just
you're
not
big.
Fun. And you're
you're
not.
Really big. And when you go in there, you say, I'll be 5 minutes, 2 hours later.
See, when I do grocery shopping at Walmart, I feel I get this work mode come over me where it's not fun, it's work. Let's get it done. Okay, now I've got to go that aisle. I'm always rushing and I'm always like, how long are the aisles, you know?
Walmart seems to cater to a hectic, fast-paced, like it's all here in this one store and you're flying around.
I don't know what it is.
Around.
It's just
you
atmosphere.
Get lost. I feel like you go in for tea. And then 70 items later, you're
yeah,
in like the
toothpick aisle.
Yeah,
and it's not down
in
Walmart because they have the things that some other people just don't have and they're there for a reason. And yes, Serene, they have upheld us in years.
Yes. Yeah.
But now when I go to Aldi's or even some nice, there's another one I like. What's the one in Fairview?
It's Publix.
Publix. I love a Publix.
That's only for Richie's.
Well, look, it's the same.
I love
like,
a Publix.
When I was a carpenter, I could get everything at Home Depot, but there's a store called Woodcraft.
Oh yeah, right.
And it's got specialty items and things the that treats. You can't find anywhere, and everything's high end. And
little
people
bits
in
of
there,
cherry wood that you can inlay.
And the people there are all like of like mind, and they want to know what you're working on. And I found Publix to be my personal favorite place to get fruits and vegetables.
And those people there, they treat you like you are.
Exactly.
They're so happy you're there.
They recognize me at
Publix. And they're just lovely. But this is what I'm starting to love about Aldi's. Aldi's keeps getting better and better. They never stopped.
Oh.
Their cheese selection. Okay. Now, when you go there, you feel like you're in Europe.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, eat your heart out, Whole Foods. You better be scared because Aldi's
cheese
is...
I'm serious about cheese, so I didn't realize
you
Aldi.
Should go to Aldi's. You'll be in cheese heaven. You just
cheese,
stop and you just breathe in the all the options, and you hold up each one and you read it and you put it back. Maybe not that one, but that one next week. How about this one this week?
Yeah. At Christmas time too, you can just get the mother load.
Yeah,
and they have kombucha. I was going to call you darling.
Darling.
Please forgive me.
Oh, no,
Lord,
no, you call the mailman darling. Yeah. So, in a very pure way.
I'm used to calling everybody in my house darling.
Yeah,
the D, it could just spill out.
Well, remember 101 Dalmatians?
Yes, darling.
The husband's name was John Darling.
Yeah, he was John Darling.
Yeah, oh. But yeah, and then they have the cold brew coffee. I mean, they have everything. Aldi's. It's like the Song of Solomon. We're just like writing to you our love letter.
But no love letters are coming back.
None in return.
What's up with that,
You're
right?
a scorned woman. Do not stare at me because I'm dark.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, let's start.
No, but I do love the size of it, though, because it's like sometimes I can like, 14-year-old, you stay in the car with the babies and you can watch something.
Oh, you called out the age for insurance purposes.
Yeah, yes. Totally did. GCS, get off my back. They're over 13. But, you know, they can see you from, you know, like you park up close.
Parking at
Walmart, you don't
and
leave
leaving...
your children in
no.
the car. Not even your 18-year-olds. They could get hijacked.
I have done it. But you always worry when you're at Walmart because there's no sight of them.
I did that for DCS. Of course, my 18-year-olds.
And you're surrounded by the great unwashed.
Danny, his Publix yuppie self.
That's how it feels
you're
like.
You're snobby Publix.
No, I was a normal guy until I started shopping at Publix. And now it's like I go to Walmart and I'm like, filth. The filth of society have all come. The poor and the lame and the crippled.
That's what Jesus came for, Dan.
No, I agree.
And
I'm just saying.
You're thinking
I'm saying I'm wrong. I'm confessing that it's wrong. But I'm just saying once you leave
Aldi
in Publix.
It's not their fault they were given Coke in their bottle as a baby.
No.
It's not their fault.
It's not their fault. Whoa.
But obviously, some people have never been to Walmart in Hickman County in Tennessee.
Thank you. Exactly. It's quite the show.
It's a scary place. You know what? When I walk through Walmart, sometimes my heart breaks. It's like,
oh, let's get compassionate.
The health problems
are
very there.
It's the Pool of Siloam.
And it's just, and you know, you don't want to be a cart judger, but you can still be a cart watcher without a cart judger.
You can have discernment.
If the Lord works on your heart.
No, that's good because I felt so much shame for being a cart judger, but I realized
but you
in
just
this
know
moment,
stuff, right?
No, just a cart watcher.
No, yeah, I've been a cart judger in the past, but I'm going to transform because we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and I'm going to be now a cart discerner.
Yeah,
love the pusher of the cart.
Yeah,
but not love what's in the cart,
because you know what's in the cart has caused the health issues that you're seeing in that person.
Yes,
and that's why it breaks my heart, because you can't just go up to them either and say, "Listen, there's a better way. Look at my cart."
You know, and I never used to think
and
that
politically
way.
Correct too. You know, I'm going to say this carefully, but you know, there's ways of living these days. It doesn't mean you don't love the way of liver. It just means the way that they're living, we don't love, and it hurts them, right?
Mm.
There's ways that modern people have chosen to live, that is hurting them, and it doesn't mean you don't love them. It just means
exactly
you want them to live better for them.
It's like anytime your eyes are open to something new, all of a sudden, like one of the first things to happen is you start noticing all around you, like the thing. Even if you just did the same thing last week.
Yeah,
and this is week
suddenly,
one of your, like I remember.
Oh, it's huge, Danny. Keep going with that, because then I got something to say.
Yeah, like week one of me like shopping correctly.
Yeah,
was a big deal. I was looking at my cart and it was like bursting with like bright, garden and fruits. And,
and
like,
it was Pride, eh?
Yeah, there was salmon and meats. And all of a sudden, all these like foods for the first time.
Right.
Like my cart isn't filled with taupe boxed, pre-prepared packaged fake stuff, right?
Yeah.
With mile-long ingredient lists. And it was just stuff that was like one thing. Like, this is called lettuce and there's no niacinamide and phoenix death and whatever else whatever else they put in it. It's just a tomato. And so I was like, wow, this is so bursting with color because I was on my special diet. And then
you were
I thought,
on your honeymoon of change.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is like week one. And so now, and so I'm pushing my cart through and I'm just kind of like, my chest is out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they noticing how I'm better?
Oh, have you,
can
hold
they
on.
See?
Can have anyone not had the chest out when you're going through your grocery yes. store and you look at my cart?
Yeah,
you can look in my cart. Sure.
You're like, look
I'm
at the example.
I'm pretty proud of my cart.
As the checkout person is pushing your
Do you
things
always
over
hope
the
they'll
scanner.
Comment?
Yeah.
Yes, you're waiting. You're waiting for them to say, ooh.
To praise your.
Yes.
Oh my goodness! I always wait for the comment because sometimes it'll happen. And one lady will always say to me, "Boy, you never buy any junk, do you?" And I get pride puffed up.
Look, hey, and do you ever do this? Pride. Do you ever do this too? Like you fantasize about the type of compliment specific, like. Like, oh, that's why your skin must be so nice or something like that. Like you pretend that they're thinking all these things and all they're thinking is, when do I get off?
Yeah.
I'm tired of this shift. Yeah. Why did I choose to
but
work
no,
here?
No, in our head, it's all about me.
Let me open up my vulnerability.
Okay.
Let's hear this. Confess.
But I'm not staying here. I'm moving on.
Okay.
Okay.
Tomorrow's a new day. All things are passed away. But in the store, it might be easy to fantasize what people say because you're around people that are seeing your food and they might say, I fantasized at home.
On your cutting
without
board?
Anybody there. What? No, opening my fridge and imagining some stranger coming in and opening my fridge and getting a shock at the glory that's in the fridge.
Yeah, totally.
Ooh, and they haven't met me yet. They've come in like, you know, maybe we invited them over and the door was unlocked and they're sitting down and they just open our fridge. And we're not home yet.
Yeah.
They open the fridge and then they learn who we are by the fridge.
Yeah.
That's your fantasy.
That's the fantasy.
It's the purest so fantasy. Times,
but how ghastly is that, right?
Okay, but here's the other side of it. There's been times when I'm Pearl, the author of Trim Healthy Mama, and there are things in my cart that don't look like I'm Trim Healthy Mama author. Like we have, you know, some teenage party, one of my boys, and I'm loading with corn chips, you know.
Sure.
And I've got corn chips every week, organic blues.
Yeah, but no, these aren't organic blues. I'm
good
feeding a lot of corn chips.
Yellow.
You feed the cousins all the cheap stuff,
and
right?
There's going to be ice cream after that party, and it's going in there, you know. And I slink around.
Oh, Walmart. Ashamed.
I slink.
Yes.
I put things, if you see me in
dirty.
Walmart and
you
I've got
the
greens on the top,
yeah.
It is covering something,
Yeah.
That's usually, I don't meet many people in the store unless it's something like that at Christmas time. It's like my children go healthy all year and it's Christmas. I may not buy the worst of the worst, but I go to Costco and buy the bulk packets
always,
of gummies and all that. And oftentimes I'll meet somebody, oh, Serene, Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah.
And I have just nothing in there but boxes of candy.
Yeah.
Healthy candy slash, but
no,
candy.
Do you not meet every time I go grocery shopping in
Grocery?
I meet people, especially at the Aldi's.
Well, at the Aldi's, yes.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I had my first sighting.
Was there a full-on Denny sighting?
It was first ever.
Okay, what? I want to hear it.
It was a person. It was on a public sidewalk outside of a store, and
it was a person.
And this person said,
"Not a cat."
Said, "Where do I know you from?" And in my head, I was like, "The Trim Healthy Mama stuff, right?" But I was like, "I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think I've met you." She was like, "Do you go to the bridge?" And I said, I've been to many bridges.
You were making it hard. You would really want it to keep coming. Okay.
Yeah. And I let her walk away, but she came back.
Yeah.
She came back and she goes, I just realized where it was from. She goes, Trim Healthy Pod, the Trim Healthy Mama.
How did she see? She saw a video of you or something?
Because
people hear your voice. They don't see your face.
Exactly. I said, would you listen to the podcast or something? She goes, I do, but yeah, I've seen your face probably on Facebook or something like that.
Oh, my goodness,
Danny. And I felt the pride swell my chest.
Yes.
Okay? And I went, where's my cart full of vegetables and fruits to show her that not only have you recognized me, but I'm in proper
form. Hey, before we go on, and we're definitely going to get to what we put in our carts at the grocery store,
but we're having way too much fun.
I know. But Danny said, and listen, Serene and I, you're writing your book, Danny.
But Serene Pride is worse than McDonald's.
I know.
I'm just saying it, right? I'm transforming, man. I'm just realizing my Sadducee cart.
But anyway, our Sadducee grocery carts.
And we're filthy, gravestones.
But anyway, hey, let's not get too bogged down the sin. Let's bask in the righteousness that we're bathed in through the cross.
Totes.
Okay, come on. Whatever. Anyway.
We're meant to have healthy carts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I was going to say was, Danny, when you said...
for healthy carts, Danny, man.
You know, the first week... Can I speak?
Yes.
Thanks. The first week, you know, you're on your new thing and you're doing healthy foods and now you suddenly see all the other carts. That was you before.
Sure.
But suddenly they look repulsive to you.
Yeah.
Well... into a new thing. We're going to get some meat here. I've come into this new thing, so is Serene, but it's actually started with my sister Vange. And, you know, we've been on a spiritual journey and a change, just letting God change us how he really can. And this is going to come out in our book, I'm That Girl, part of it, but I'm just going to give you a preview here.
Did you just give us the name of your book?
Yeah, I'm That Girl.
It's called I'm That Girl.
Yeah, but that's not the cookbook. That's the change book.
You were writing
cookbook is trim, healthy, quick,
just
and easy.
Keep your
life. The I'm That Girl. Nice. Don't tell anyone it's called I'm That Girl. Part of it is about hurt. Okay, so Vange was saying to me, she should tell the story, but I'm going to get it to you in 30 seconds. She said, Pearl.
That's good because she'd give it to you in 30 hours because she's
last
awesome
year, I knew that this year I was going to become a real Christian, but it was really hard for me because all year I didn't know if I could. And I'm like, Vange, what are you talking about, a real Christian? You're like the most Christian person I know. And she said, no, Pearl, you know me. I'm in love with God. I read his word. But she said, no, a real Christian. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? And she said, no, I knew at the beginning of this year I was truly, truly going to lay down my life and throw my hurt away, just like Jesus did, right? He forgave them on the cross. And she said, Pearl, we all hold hurt. We're so good at it. Even as believers, we call us believers, but that person hurt my feelings. And oh man, and my wife said something hurt my feelings. And she's like, no, Pearl, nothing. I am to hold nothing because I'm forgiven so much. If I'm forgiven that much, I must forgive. That's when my husband hurts my feeling. You know he can, Pearl. You know what hurts me. And I'm like, and so she said, and I've done it since the beginning of the year. And she said, it's the most freeing thing in the world.
I overheard the conversation. She goes, oh, Pearl, it's so fun. Yeah. It's like, bring it on. Come on. Bring me a hurt because I want the challenge.
Yeah. And she's
I want the challenge to be able to die to
myself.
She's like,
I don't have to forgive now. I get to. What? And I'm like, it just started, you know, I've been on this journey and I'm less offended by my husband than I used to be. I used to give silent treatment. He used to hurt my feelings and I'm less that way. I've been walking in it and I thought, but Pearl, what if these things that you suddenly like, you shouldn't have said that to me, honey, it hurt my feelings. What if you could just throw them out? Okay, so that was last week.
Yeah, but can I just add to this? Because it's like, and we started to think about it, that parable in the Bible of that man that was forgiven everything, all of it. He had this huge debt that he could never, ever pay. In our currency, it would be trillions of dollars, right? And he got forgiven everything. It was unbelievable. He was like, oh my goodness. And then he went out to his neighbor, his brother or whatever it was, my paraphrasing here, and said, give me your money. You owe me what? 50 cents in comparison, right, to the debt that he was forgiven. And the guy's like, I can't pay it. I don't know how. Give me time. And he's like, no, throw you and your whole family in prison. And that's like it is. God has forgiven us everything of who we are in our fallen nature, right? And then we hold a little sense worth of, oh, you pricked me with
you
that
me.
Annoyance.
And even if we decide we forgive, but we still show we're hurt because that's precious to us, right? My little showing my hurt, I was so good at it. Anyway, so I thought, why can't I go that whole way? Why can't I lay that down, right? So I decided, okay, if my sister Vange could do it, I can do it. And, you know, I've been tested.
But why do we lay it down? Because when we become Christians, right, we die on the cross. Calvary means us dying. And we're now, it's only Jesus living in us. And when Jesus was on the cross, the whole lot of them, even the disciples, had just
and
betrayed him.
And guess what,
Serene? It's like, Father, they know not what they do.
Guess what hurt? is not good for us. Yes. It's really bad for our bodies. Every cell in our body responds to it. Cortisol rises. Our body wears that despair. And we have to, and it's a little bit of a, you know, we wrap ourselves in the cardigan of hurt. And it's like, it really hurts. And everyone's like, yeah, you go ahead and hurt because it's human to hurt. You hurt, you know. But that's, we all think we
so
can
we
hurt.
So we become the victim.
But anyway.
And there's always a villain.
To go back to this, Danny. So, you know, so some things that my husband would just ordinarily say, especially in business meetings, Trim Healthy Mama business meetings, he'd always hurt my feelings somehow just because of the type of person he was. And I thought, what if
alpha male.
Yes, he is. I just thought, what if I could not be hurt? What if I could?
Well, inside your home, you see, he wears husband hat, but outside the home, it's business hat. And he's like used to like, okay, no, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And he probably like...
Oh, he hurts my feelings.
He wears the business hat.
But I thought, why, Pearl? You're so used to practicing the hurt feeling thing. I just threw it away. It's just the best darn thing in my life. Danny, you can't hurt my feelings. I mean, there might be a temptation, but by Jove's, I'm not going to wear that. You know, I'm any of you people in this room, Serene, you've hurt my feelings before. Now, we learned to get over each other's hurt feelings really quick.
But now
I'm practicing
now.
That was
the
old me. And now I'm like this person. I'm like Danny with the new cart of groceries. And I'm like, I'm sort of like, this is my new cart of not hurt. It is so freeing. Look at my beautiful groceries. Look at this life I'm living now, not being hurt. But then I look around and I see all what I used to be. You know, I see that person, but man, that hurt my feelings. They shouldn't have said that to me. And that really hurt. I don't know if I can get over that. And I'm seeing all the grocery carts now and I'm trying not to be judgmental because I was that last week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, but it's huge.
And can
it's
you
so
now
huge.
See when someone, you know, not to judge, but to observe when others are hanging on to hurt? Isn't it so clear?
And I'm seeing the waste of time, the things it does to your body, the ridiculousness of it. The
emotional drain.
Ooh, but can you do this? Can you be hurt at someone but yet, you know, pray and meditate and keep your body right?
No.
Can't you separate it?
No, because you can't,
the Bible says you
on
can't.
This hurt. I mean, I was skilled at being hurt, I tell you. It's one of my skills, especially with my husband.
You have a degree.
He could hurt me and I had a black belt in it in being hurt. and now I'm just throwing that, but I don't want that. I love this life.
Isn't it fantastic? But as we're mirroring the one that sets us free, we become free. Now, he's
free
made
indeed.
Us free on the cross, but that's because we're meant to live through the eyes of the cross, right? So if he's made us free, and yes, we're going to go to heaven, and that's great, but to be free right now, for him to save us here for earth, to have his kingdom come on earth, we have to walk in the light of his cross, which is walking as him. And he doesn't get offended, and he doesn't get hurt, and it's so freeing. It's so fun because all these other things you try and be who are and have all this energy for on earth, maybe it's like to lose 100 pounds and to exercise every day and to have self-control for food, and it's all great and it's all wonderful. But not many people try and take the who are attitude or the energy to not get hurt, to be strong, to be self-controlled in this area. But this is actually the area we have strength through Christ for because it's something that he's paid for us to be righteous in these areas, but it's by faith. So we have to just believe that we can do it and walk in it. It's not pride. It's just acceptance.
It's so true. And we'll get to the grocery store any minute. But I wanted to say, you know, there's more. You could say, but hold on, this is a bit ridiculous. There are true things in life that hurt. I mean, I don't know what your uncle may have done to you. I don't know how your mother treated you all those years. I don't know how your husband betrayed you. Right? Those are deep things. I do know this, though. We all have our stories, right? There will always be a story that is harder than ours that someone went through. Hurt doesn't help us. Hurt is a natural human thing, but we live in the supernatural too. And I'm not pretending let's just all be Pollyannas and let's pretend nothing bad hurt us. But we're called to something more. And when Christ said, you know, I set you free and you will be free indeed, he knew it was so much better and that we were created to live above that hurt.
Right.
And to offer that forgiveness because it's good for our minds, it's good for our bodies, and just because he did it. And when he emulates something, we are supposed to and we'll be far better off. And so I can't speak to your situation. I don't know. I can't, you know, I don't know what to say. You could put me a hard question, but Pearl, I was molested from the age of 3 to to 16, you know, how can you say, oh, don't hurt?
Well, see, the thing is that Christ knew and Christ knows, and that was done to you, and that's awful. But concentrating on that, and you, it's only going to be God's strength to be able to not concentrate on that.
Yeah.
On what was done to you is where the pain remains, but concentrating on what was done for you by Christ. Beautiful. Not done to you by fallen man, but done for you by Christ to strip that pain away.
So true.
That's where the concentration is, and that's where the freedom comes. He said it was marred beyond any other man. He went through and bore all of the sin. The knowledge of all sin that was present and that was to come. The knowledge of all that darkness and the pain of all that disease was laid on. He bore it. And when you read the story, there was the pain that was done to him before the cross.
Yeah.
Was you can't even describe it, right? It was only because I believe he was God that he lasted to the cross. That was done to be able to take those memories away so that what was done for you can pale away in replacement. And what you're going to replace
it is what was done for you. And I don't think the memories either go away, but
no, I believe God can strip them.
Yes,
or the pain of them away.
The pain and the hurt, but
where they don't sting anymore.
Here's what I want to say too. Here's another thing. Some, even setting that aside, when we forgive and let go on the little things, when we baby step into this, I think it can peel the onion.
Yeah.
And we get stronger and stronger in this, and then we can face the deepies. You know what I'm saying?
So maybe I'm not a captive for what maybe my husband said. And maybe I said, hey, do I look good in this? And he's like, I liked what you wore better last week or something. And maybe it hurt my feelings. Okay, I'm not a captive to that. It hurt me for like a night maybe or whatever, a day. But some people are captives to the pain because it was – their pain was so vast.
Yeah,
because
there's a hurt
but
spirit.
Christ came to set the captives free.
Yeah.
So the cross and Christianity – is for those deep places. As much as it's for the little things, it's for those deep places. So it's not like, well, you don't understand, mine's so deep. But the thing is you need to understand is it's because it's so deep is why he came.
Mm.
Those are the perfect situations to put at the foot of the cross. And some things are in the past, and he's come to set all things new, and the past is gone, and he's made all things fresh.
Mm.
The past is gone, but it's hard for us as humans to be able to realize that. But it's a supernatural gift that the past can be gone in Christ. Yeah.
Denny, you didn't know your grocery shop little thing was gonna.
No, I didn't.
But
girls are funny because if I was like, John, what do you think about my shirt? And he was like, man, the one last week was a whole lot cooler. I'd be like, cool, there's my friend. All right, I'm going to go get that other shirt.
Yeah,
because
but
that's the information
hurt.
I wanted.
Oh. But no more, Pearl. We're that kind of girl that doesn't get hurt now.
I was even, and this is the extent, I'll just be vulnerable, the extent of my hurt. I was such like a hurt person. I don't know what it was, an insecurity or something. Even like my husband didn't like the smell of garlic on me, but he'd always say, go ahead and eat it. I just won't kiss you that night, right? That would sink so deep into my soul, I'd almost be in trauma
Why?
For the
it's
rest
so
of the
practical.
Night. It's practical.
It's practical.
And he's like, hey, I don't like garlic on you. That's okay.
And that was actually nice because I don't enter my home when my wife eats
okay,
garlic.
So,
you can just have the house and I've got my little office.
But it would,
office
you don't
back.
Even know the tears I've cried that he said that. And it doesn't even make sense.
So silly.
So he doesn't like garlic on you. Well, now I'm just like, I see the silliness. I see that grocery cart for what it was. And I'm like,
but
why, Pearl, did you spend hours? It's just so ridiculous.
But unfold to me the purpose of taking offense to that.
But can I say something really quickly?
Like,
that
hurt my feelings.
Can I say something
How?
That just came, as an analogy
okay,
just came
gross,
to me.
I felt
the grocery cart.
I felt rejected.
Analogy okay. just came to me from the grocery cart. And it's just like, wow. Okay, so we go to the grocery store and we put a bunch of yogurts in from the dairy section. And then we realize that they've got a past date, a use-by date, and they're old. We put them back, right? Because we're like, that's not fresh. It's not for now. It's not going to do us any good. We're just like, and maybe we'll tell the manager, hey, you may not realize, but these may have not sold and you need to throw them out. Why are we always keeping use-by stuff in our spiritual carts, in our emotional carts?
Oh, good.
Use-by stuff and keeping it around to stink.
Oh, Sari, that's so good.
You know, we've got to get rid of that use-by stuff.
Okay.
It's in the past. Ooh, we can't fix it now. It's gone. So we just have to be...
So stop eating
it.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
You know what? This was going to be something so different, but Leslie has a rookie question. I'll bring it. This is a part one and part two. Part one, we didn't even know we were going to go here, grocery store run, right? Part two will be the practical. Let's actually go to the grocery store. But I feel like this was supposed to be today. I don't know
why.
We
did not plan this. We planned the meat to be thawed out for next week.
Yeah, but we're going to do the practical next week. But it was just supposed to happen, Danny, you say?
Yeah, just one more little note on hurt and unforgiveness. You know, I used to think that those two were different. Like, yeah, I'm really offended. Like, a man doesn't say I'm hurt ever. He's offended maybe at best.
Mostly mad.
Or he's ticked.
Yeah, ticked.
I'm ticked. Or other forms of that. And I thought that I could have that, but have also forgiven them as well. Like, oh, I've forgiven them.
Yeah, but
I'm still, like, not going to speak to them and let them know what's up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hold them accountable. Sure. And there's a time for those things. But, you know, hurt or...
There's a time for holding accountable, but not holding the grudge. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when your emotions are caught up in it, you know, you're all in knots and you're personally
all
hurt.
The knots. Yeah.
You know, it's like hurt is the sign of unforgiveness. Even though you feel like you've forgiven, but you're still hurt.
Yeah.
When you're hurt, you haven't forgiven. And
it's a practice, though, isn't it?
It is a practice. And one thing that is an unintended consequence of unforgiveness is you feel guilt yourself. When you don't forgive somebody, there's a cloud over you.
Yeah, there is.
And you feel like you're in trouble and like you're not right with someone, maybe God. There's a freedom in when you forgive someone, you'll find that you also have
your
been
body
forgiven.
Knows it too. Yeah, doesn't it feel different?
Oh, your body knows. Your body knows. Your gut especially knows.
Yes. I tell you what I want to be. I want to be a ridiculous getter over it person. I want to be so ridiculous at it.
Cloud nine.
Yeah, that you will hurt me. Like somebody can give a review now, Serene, of our upcoming books where that used to hurt me.
Oh, yeah. Get ready for that, right?
Get ready, Pearl.
That's a good word for
You're going to drop that like a hot potato and say, so what?
Mine's going to come out first, though, so that we can manage the sales.
You know, Serene can't do it, though, because I'm getting rid of her. I'm still got my personality and all that stuff. Because I feel like God created that and he's going to shine through that because he created that for fun, right? Everyone's he created for fun, for his glory and all that. But I feel like all that fleshly side of all, you know,
all your hurts and
pricklies. All of that kind of stuff, I'm just going to slay it. It's going to be dead. And it's what Paul said in the Bible. I'm crucified with him.
Yeah.
And now it's only Christ that lives. And it would be so odd and I've heard it spoken by this wonderful guy, Dan Moeller is his name. And he said, like, if it sounds ridiculous, all the things you're saying in your head, if it sounds ridiculous coming out of the mouth of Jesus, well, then it should be ridiculous coming out of the mouth of a Christian.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, if it sounds ridiculous, like, oh, he hurt me and I can't believe it. Well, you know, I would have forgiven them a couple of months ago when I was like, you know, coming to them and saying, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. But now it's gone too far. And, you know, where were they when blah, blah, blah? And it sounds ridiculous coming out of Jesus.
No. Yeah, we can't do it in the old wineskins that we were. It have to be new wineskins.
Because we're going to fail, right? We're going to fail if we do it in our own strength.
Yeah, and obviously it's like the whole trim, healthy mama thing. You know, some days I might not be the perfect dropperer, but I'm going to get back on that dropperer horse. You betcha.
And we're not going to concentrate on the failure. We're just going to have faith that we were created for righteousness.
We are created for this, people. But Leslie, bring your rookie question into Danny's microphone. Why? You just slid it away from her.
Sorry,
just
mate.
Leslie's coming to the couch. Come and sit down on the couch, you ouchy.
Thanks,
Liz.
Danny, for sharing your microphone. I know you hate it. But you've forgiven me, right? Rookie question is, and it's been on my mind for a while, and talking of bringing potty meat, I feel like I've got it.
Really?
The plan, right?
Okay.
I feel like I know the basics, and I know that I could read this somewhere. And just please forgive me because I'm just not that girl, but I will be. I'm that girl, not that girl.
You haven't been that girl yet, but you're going to be.
I'm going to be. But what really still hurdles me when I'm creating meals for me and Dad? The meat, the protein.
Okay.
Specifically, say I've got this beautiful email all arranged, but then I go, oh, wait, because this is this isn't an email anymore because I've totally messed it up with the protein. So I know sometimes you highlight hey, it's everywhere, but here we're going to highlight this. I wondered if there was a quick way for you to run through turkey, chicken,
I love it. A good question.
Okay, thanks.
I think it trips up a lot of people. I'll go and then Serene can go. There is only two fuels when it comes to meat. Okay, meat, if it is lean, ultra lean, like chicken breast, grams of fat, even very few grams of fat, deer, like genetics
of venison. I would have said deer in my mind was S.
No.
I'm having a super
Lassie. Can you let them up?
Anything that just pastures and doesn't get fed grain ends up being very lean.
Okay, can I? I'll do it in a nice, lovely way, and then all you chatterers can come in. There's only two.
There's no offense to the way she said that, because I'm unoffendable.
Yeah, thank you. Shut up. Hush up. There's only two fuels when it comes to meat, dearest Serene. Let the older sister speak here. There are fuel pool meats, which are ultra lean, and then there are S meats because they're fattier. Now, your S meats that are fattier, anything with skin, anything with marbling, anything that has some fat in it can only go with S meals.
And if you've noticed, salmon has marbling. It has that nice white stuff that cooks out onto it.
Yeah, so some salmon is S. Lean salmon from a pouch or a very lean piece could be a fuel pool. Now, this fuel pool meat, all the rest of your meat, you've got chicken breasts, you've got tuna, you've got white fish, you've got, there's one form of pork. I think it's a pork loin. It's very lean. I don't eat pork, but some people were telling me there's shrimp, all those
turkey
sorts of...
Turkey without skin. And
all those and very lean meats, Leslie, they're fuel pool. That means that they can go with an E. They are not an E, but they can go with an E. So you can't put a fatty meat with an E unless you want a crossover, which is fine. But if you put a lean meat with an E, you're great. Or a lean meat with a fuel pool, you already got a fuel pool.
Or a lean meat with an S and throw olive oil on it. Or put an avocado on the side.
So your lean meats, your ultra lean meats, they can go with everything. It's only the fatty meats that stay in the S. Does that make sense?
So ground beef. That's not pasteurized, that likes grain finished, bacon, chicken with skin.
Your face is so far away from the microphone.
Offended. Chicken with skin and all of that, that all is S. And the rest is fuel pool.
So ideally.
But you can do a trick with ground beef and make it fuel pool by doing the hot water trick.
Ideally, your protein with your E meals are either super lean or they're like a drink with collagen.
Okay, let's
or
talk
protein.
About dairy. Let's talk about
but
dairy.
Rinsed,
dairy anything 2% and under is like 2%
cottage
cheese.
Don't get stressed, lovey. Look,
I feel
she
like
needs
you should
a massage.
Me.
Is that she yummy, needs Jenny? A massage, poor Leslie.
Can you give me a little tiny piece from the bottom?
Oh, do you not remember that people can hear us when we chew?
We've decided that they're not going to get offended. They're going to be that kind of girl or that kind of Bruce.
Oh, okay. That doesn't get offended. Mm-hmm. So we automatically say either that girl or just Bruce. Bruce represents all our male listeners, I guess.
Because he was the first man to listen to the party.
Yeah.
100% organic. Wow, Danny, it's great.
Yeah, they're having a food conversation.
Yeah, they are. Okay, I'm going to see if I digested this.
Okay, Leslie. Shall I ask you questions? Shall I quiz you?
Maybe. Maybe in just 1 second. So meats that go with an S meal are going to be marbled or fat, anything that's got visible fat, or skin. Mm-hmm, so a chicken with skin,
dark
or turkey
meat.
With skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dark,
or the
dark
lamb, the steak, the lamb,
the basic ground beef.
The ground beef, which that's basically
unless
my
you've
diet.
Pastured raised it, and it's like our bull.
Now there is one way you can lean up your ground
and
beef.
Some salmon.
If you want to lean up your ground beef. Cook it first and then rinse it under super hot water. Don't just drain it, Leslie. Yeah. Boiling water on top of it. That will release the fat. Then you can have it in an E meal.
It'll melt the fat off of the meat and push it down into a pot below, but not into your kitchen drain.
Oh, I do mine.
Let's talk about that. What a farce with the whole
up the
oil
trap.
down the drain.
What, Lovey? Oh, I use hot water. Oh. Mine's fine, but other people think that I'm a sinner to do that.
It locks the pee trap in my sink. The fat gets all coagulated.
You should build a new house, like an English manor, and it won't do it.
Oh, yeah, you're rich. But I'm not offended. I'm that kind of girl.
Would be
keeping my grocery cart free and clean.
Serene. Skinless chicken
I'm not offended at that, Adelaide.
Skinless. I know, babe. I love you. I love you, but skinless. Yep. Chicken breast and turkeys.
Yep.
Like tuna packets, like tuna.
Yeah, lean deli
white
meat.
White fish, lean turkey. Deli meat. Mm-hmm.
2% cottage cheese or under.
Greek yogurt, that's 0%. Oh, she bumped her head.
Is she all right? She did it on the corner.
Hey, excuse us while we just had to cut the mic real quick. Had a little baby bump her head. And,
on the coffee table.
On the coffee table.
And I yelled out that it was the first time she'd ever gotten hurt, and I was screaming.
And it was a major crisis. But we're back, and we're so glad you tuned in again with us.
To say goodbye.
And we just, it's time to say goodbye.
I'm so excited about this podcast.
I'm not offended at you and your pointy cornered coffee table, Pearl.
Serene, you're going to ruin this whole non-offended thing by overdoing it, but I forgive you.
Yes, forgive me for that.
I'm not offended at that.
And I'm going to have to leave now and eat this banana before I go into another ketosis state.
Mm-hmm. You have so much fruit in that barrel of ketosis.
Ketosis is not happening.
There's no ketosis anymore.
I did it once and I'm never doing that again. Because it was
17 bananas.
Ketosis. Okay, love you everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.